Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Over the years, we've seen a never-ending cycle of trends come and go. Lots of internet-fueled crazes have sprung up out of nowhere to huge proportions, and then, just as quickly as they arose, disintegrated into nothing. The world of gaming is no stranger to these fickle fads, with certain titles seeming to sweep across the world, engulfing everyone in their path, only to then completely disappear. Well, I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 real reasons why popular games died overnight. 10. Pokemon Go. Niantic removed the radar. When it was released in the summer of 2016, absolutely everyone was playing Pokemon Go. As with most things, time went on and the hype died down a little, but the thing that put the nail in the coffin of Pokemon Go's mainstream rush was their decision to remove the Pokemon radar. At first, players were able to find out which Pokemon were nearby in-app, and were further able to download third-party apps to get more detailed data. The problem is that the tracking mechanic behind this feature's functionality was apparently broken, and instead of fixing it, the game's developer Niantic opted to simply remove it altogether. Players were outraged at its removal, noting instantly how much harder it made the task of finding the creatures. Third-party apps became useless, and plenty of people felt the game was just not worth playing anymore if there was no reasonable way to track what was nearby. Niantic would then go on to take months to implement a suitable replacement, but by then it was already too late. 9. PUBG. Trying to sue Fortnite and filling the game with bots. PUBG has been one of the many victims of an oversaturated market, a market they really didn't help themselves in when they attempted to sue competitors Fortnite in 2018 when their game started losing traffic. Competitor pressure is hard to deal with at the best of times, and this could well have been a factor in PUBG's decision to introduce bots, supposedly to help even out the playing field and encourage new players to keep going. Unfortunately, all this decision did was piss off veteran players, who felt that the addition of easy-to-beat bots completely ruined the appeal of the game in the first place, and when they tried to remedy this by making the bots more intelligent, it just made everything worse again. With this back and forth, combined with the easy availability of other games out there, PUBG was destined for a sharp fall in popularity. 8. Animal Crossing New Horizons. Lockdown ended. Animal Crossing's peaceful vibe must be partially what drove millions upon millions of players to the game during 2020's lockdowns. We were stressed, lonely, and craving an escape, and there it was, like a shining light beckoning us in. Players were able to meet the friends they couldn't see in real life, able to fill their endless empty evenings with simple tasks and challenges, feeling like they were actually accomplishing something when they accrued their Nook Miles when all real-life progression was at a standstill. Turned out to be this exact phenomenon that was ultimately the game's downfall. Not to say millions of people don't still play Animal Crossing, but as our lives for the most part started heading back to normality, we found the gap in our hearts temporarily filled by the game was slowly being repopulated with other things. With Nintendo now announcing that the upcoming 2.0 update and Happy Home Paradise DLC will be the last major updates the game will be receiving, it seems like a proper marker of the end. Animal Crossing's peak usership was always destined to hit a sharp downfall at some point. Because we don't need a fake life, now we've got the real thing back, sort of. Essentially, the downfall of Animal Crossing's popularity was a marker of our lives beginning to improve. 7. Guitar Hero. Way too many copycats, sequels, and spin-offs. Oversaturation is a real killer. As soon as one game gets super popular, it's inevitable that millions of identical copies will spring up shortly after. Rhythm games like Activision's Guitar Hero were all the rage back in 2005. The Guitar Hero franchise reached a value of $2 billion easily, sweeping the world up into a frenzied resurgence of classic rock popularity and collaborative, family-friendly playing. Capitalizing on this trend, EA released one of the most popular knockoffs in Rock Band, joined in the market by the original and a slew of other cheaper reinventions of the IP. Both Guitar Hero and Rock Band released second and third installments, as well as going on to push band-specific releases and even Band Hero itself, letting you play other instruments with that same plastic guitar. Still, the playstyle was the same and it was everywhere. The industry essentially was smothering itself from the inside. 6. Fall Guys. The updates were too little too late. There was a whole list of reasons why Fall Guys eventually bit the dust in terms of its mainstream popularity, but one of the biggest was that they just couldn't keep up with an already heavily saturated market. The game struggled with its own popularity right from the start, with the sudden influx of players causing frequent server problems and their lack of cross-platform access causing constant upset. It quickly developed a problem with cheaters, which the developers failed to address too, and combined with the other issues, this left players with a sour taste in their mouths. With so many competitors out there, you've got to keep people interested, and that's where Fall Guys failed massively. Already put out by the cheaters, the crashes, and the developers' apparent apathy, players quickly got bored of what was on offer. Updates were direly needed but arrived far too late. There was a limited selection of modes to play on, meaning that quickly the novelty was exhausted. Unfortunately, by the time the devs caught on and started releasing new content, most people had moved on to the next big thing. 5. Farmville. Smartphone games arrived. There was a time when you couldn't navigate Facebook for all the notifications asking you to send someone some hay or something on Farmville. Facebook games had an iron grip on us for several years after they first added the feature in 2007, and 2 years in, Farmville changed everything. For perspective, there was a time when Farmville had more active users than the entirety of Twitter, a now unthinkable amount in a post-Facebook game society. The problem was that Facebook games were unavoidably simplistic. Their repetitive nature both got some people addicted, but lost others quickly to boredom. As smartphones got more popular and games began flooding to the App Store, they easily filled the niche that Facebook had been satisfying. Companies that could move their games out of Facebook and into the app market, no longer relying on Facebook as a host or a middleman for in-app purchases. Just as Farmville had gotten people invested in casual games, it lost its players to the millions more made available in the wider world. 4. Among Us. The obnoxious fan base. The thing with Among Us is that at first it was genuinely a lot of fun, especially when played against friends. But as time went on, the population of players got more and more unbearable. If you decided to play against strangers, it became quite commonplace for games to immediately fail because whoever wasn't the imposter just quit. And trolls or hackers derived a lot of fun from ruining the experience for everyone else. When you paired this with the game's repetitive premise and the lack of frequent updates, it really wasn't worth sticking around. There were very few new maps to look forward to, and the current playstyle wasn't good enough to justify navigating the trolls. Plus, it did become a meme so quickly that, frankly, no normal person wanted to be associated with playing the game anymore. 3. Fortnite. It got too big for its boots. Okay, so obviously Fortnite overall isn't completely dead, but the version of it that became famous and beloved across the board certainly is. Approaching the peak of its popularity, Fortnite was a game for everyone. Just about anyone could pick it up and play, with its simple mechanics and addictive battle royale premise. Now, however, if someone suggested playing Fortnite, you'd probably laugh at them, because socially speaking, the game is now long deceased. It seems as though almost overnight, the narrative around Fortnite switched from cool, popular game to awful thing only played by children. Since its peak, Fortnite has lost players in quantities that most games could only dream of having in the first place. No matter how much players insist that the game is still alive and well, its hype and social value is long gone. The fact that it can survive losing so many players simply reminds us of how huge it once was. Wider commercialization and meme culture bloated the game's identity to the point that it burst. So never again will Fortnite return to its early popularity. 2. Friday the 13th, the game. Lawsuits killed development. Adding a new game to the Friday the 13th franchise seemed at first like a fun idea, but after releasing the game in 2017, its team entered into some unexpected legal trouble. In 2018, Gun Media, the game's publisher, announced that all development of the game was being cancelled because of a copyright dispute over the IP. Friday the 13th's original screenwriter, Victor Miller, put in a copyright claim against it, trying to claim ownership of it over the current owner, Sean Cunningham. Because the lawsuit is ongoing in determining the true owner of the IP, the game cannot release any new content. Before the lawsuit became an issue, the game was set to continue releasing new content and drawing in more players. However, because of the legal complications, they've become restricted to just fixing bugs and server issues and leaving everything else untouched. With the developers unable to keep the game growing and moving, fans lost interest and moved on, unfortunately meaning that Jason Voorhees' ultimate death was at the hands of the slow US legal system. 1. Cyberpunk 2077. Marketing spin versus reality. Over the years, game trailers have become increasingly more insane, with some actually being better than those made for massive Hollywood films and probably having the budgets to match. Cyberpunk was no exception. The marketing surrounding its release was so convincing that it actually got 8 million people to pre-order the game. The marketing promised an unmatched dive into an interesting dystopian world, with incredible visuals and previously unseen possibilities in character customization. Anticipation was practically at a frenzied level when the game released in December of 2020. And oh boy, were people about to feel let down. To put it really simply, the game was just broken. Players who'd waited years to see what Cyberpunk had to offer were starting up the game for the first time to see a world of glitches and barely functional AI. Behind all the glossy marketing was the studio's reality. Employees were stressed, overworked, and unfortunately forced to put out a product that was nowhere near finished, and one that could never live up to the game's massive marketing push. The game was pretty broken, yeah, but the biggest crime was that the marketing was just far too strong.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.